Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to call on young Casey for confirmation here.
Steeler faithful with it. He brought a terrible towel in to the studio.
Yeah, he has his terrible towel wrapped around his neck right now, if you want to know if he's a real fan.
Yeah.
Anyway, he corrected me on the fact that Tomlin went for two, or went for it twice on fourth down. So I missed that. I stand corrected. Because it seems to me that
it's very cowardly right
the
now.
The cowardly punts are... Yeah. It's a cowardly punt off between these two teams. But
it's also 3-0, by the way.
Miami has a field goal. Now, I'm going to go to Casey for confirmation here because I think you saw it. Was that the worst kickoff you've ever seen? Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you missed it. Okay, because Suk missed it too, and I just wanted somebody who saw that. If you saw that and you're out there in radio land, text in. I may have missed something about that kickoff, but what I saw, that was the worst kickoff I've ever... The Miami kicker, he basically flubbed it.
Yeah.
He chunked a chip.
I will say that when I looked up, because...
It wasn't even close to the 20.
They had the ball like on the 38.
Well, they gave it to him at the 40 because he didn't kick it into the landing zone.
Yeah.
He missed the landing zone by 30 yards.
Well, I mean...
He did just have to kick an almost 60-yarder in 20-degree weather.
Yeah, he did nail that kick.
Yeah.
It was a nice kick. But boy, the kickoff. I mean, they showed McDaniel. He was just shaking his head on the sideline, like, oh my God, what is happening?
Yeah, both these teams. Again, one of these teams will be in the playoff more than likely, including the potential conference title, Pittsburgh Steelers. Or I guess division title, not conference. The Steelers will not win the AFC. That much I can guarantee.
Gotta win the AFC North, though.
Yeah, they still have to play Baltimore one more time.
Next week.
In Baltimore or in?
At home. We went on the road.
Oh, that's right. You guys
Baltimore
won there.
Last week.
Whoa, what a big game that is. I used to love Ravens Steelers, and now it's just ugly.
Yeah. Well, after this game, both the Dolphins and the Steelers could be 7-7, which is still better than the Chiefs.
All right, enough sports talk.
Sports.
We lost the great Rob Reiner over the weekend.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
Boy, that's an alarming story, isn't it?
Yeah, I had no idea. Like, how do I say it? Like, a lot of times now, like on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, there's fake headlines. Like,
no way.
Yeah, well, they're just made up. Like, it's total crap. And so I saw a thing. I don't remember if I was scrolling Instagram or something, but it was like Rob Reiner and wife in shocking discovery. And I was like, whatever, you know, and then the shocking discovery will be like he hates Trump or that Trump is trying to do something to him or whatever. And then like an hour later, I actually saw the thing where like they were murdered and then it said by their son. And I was like, no. And then like it turned out it was like one of those that was so absurd I didn't believe it. And then like everything about it, it turned out like it was like the Sharon Moore story. It seemed too made up. And then you're like, nope, that's how it went down. And it sounds like the Rob Reiner thing went down exactly the way it was initially reported. He got their throat slit by their son.
Very sad deal.
Because of a Conan O'Brien Hollywood party.
Well, there's more to it than that. But... I mean, the son had serious mental health issues, yeah. and he also had a drug problem.
Yeah.
And apparently, Rob Reiner and his son's relationship was strained for many, many years.
Yes.
They were also at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party and could be heard shouting at one another
yes.
before they left the party. And then, of course, once they left the party, later they were murdered yeah. by him. He's in custody. They yeah. got him, and he's on suicide watch.
Yeah.
But
so I guess the report was saying, like, someone at the party was saying that basically Reiner and his wife were like, what do we do? We've done everything.
Yeah, they don't know what to do with the kid.
And they can't.
He's a mess.
He's an absolute mess.
So I don't know about you, but the every photo, I had no idea of this, story, just the son. I didn't know anything about that.
Nope.
And so I'm just reading about it, but there are a bunch of photos of him. He's been out there.
I know right where you're going with this.
Oh my God. Every one of them.
Everyone.
Every one of them, he looks like a serial killer.
Yes.
Like his eye, he is insane.
Yes. And it's all these photos. And if you don't know, Rob Reiner is one of the most like decorated directors of all time. Rob Reiner holds a special place in my heart. My favorite movie growing up, and to this day, one of my top five favorite movies, is The Princess Bride. And like, I just...
Marriage brings us together today.
When I think of what a perfect movie is...
Love. True love.
Right? I think of
great
a
flick.
I think of a perfect movie. It doesn't mean it's the best movie ever. No. It's just you couldn't make it any better. There's not a single role in that you would say someone could have done it better. Everything from Billy Crystal playing Miracle Max.
To Fred Savage.
Exactly.
Yeah, Fred Savage.
Everyone in that movie was perfect. And it was an unbelievable story. It just was and a lot of those people were unknown. That was Robin Wright's first film. It was Cary Elwes' first major picture. Patinkin was a kind of at least he was a relative unknown. Andre the Giant was merely just a wrestler. He put that thing together. Even Susan Sarandon's husband, the guy that plays Prince Humperdinck. It's perfectly cast. He went on a run. Find me a run like this. He made in a 8-year stretch, and he had nothing in between. He made Stand By Me, and then made Princess Bride, then When Harry Met Sally, then made Misery, and then made A Few Good Men.
Wow.
That may be the greatest 5-movie and most diverse run. Because you have romantic comedy, you've got scary horror and Misery. A Few Good Men's one of the great, I guess you would say, courtroom political dramas we've ever had. The Princess Bride is just pure charm. And Stand By Me is Stephen King coming of age. I mean, Rob Reiner was an absolute gem. So I loved Rob Reiner. And to think that you were murdered with your wife in your home is bad enough, but to be murdered in such a personal way with a knife by your own son, I can't.
It's rough.
I can't even process that.
I know. Did you see who saw the bodies?
Yeah, Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Because the daughter found them.
Yeah.
She called the cops, and then she also called the Crystals, a very close family friend.
Yeah.
And apparently Billy Crystal and his wife ran over there and...
They were there.
They were there for her.
You are so right, though, because in every photo that I saw of him...
Dude, he looks insane.
You're just...
You can see it.
Yes.
I hate saying that, but it's true. You can see it.
And then I was kind of reading through. They said a couple times, like, the Reiners had... And all the photos, by the way, he's at, like, courtside at Laker games, or he's at, like, a Hollywood premiere. But they also, other times, the Reiners got so... They didn't know what to do. I guess he experienced homelessness. Because they would put him in rehab, and he wouldn't stay, and then he would break out. And so they were like, they didn't know what to do. So I guess this has been going on for like a decade or two.
Man.
Yeah.
I wonder if they ever feared.
Feared him?
Yeah. Like, I wonder if they ever thought maybe something like this could happen, and were scared about that, or they just thought they were dealing with a troubled son that
I don't know.
Would never do something like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing that even if he is kind of a scary dude, and you know the instability there, how would you ever think that your son...
Yeah.
was capable of doing something like that to you.
He's got 3 other children too.
Yeah,
two. I think there's 3 kids.
Yeah, there's another boy and then there's
another daughter. Boy and a girl, and I guess they do great. I was reading all about him today, and he met his wife on the set of Princess Bride, and they've been married.
So was that the mom? That was the mom or the stepmom? Of the boy.
Well, they've been married this whole time, so I'm assuming that's the mom.
Okay.
Yeah. He's as far. I mean, he Princess Bride came out in like 1989. So and they've been married this entire time. So unless there was a, you know,
87. By the way.
And what?
87.
87. So yeah.
Shades of The Juice. Because the same neighborhood. They're in Brentwood.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw an interview with Nicole Brown Simpson's, I guess, sister.
Yeah.
And she said it was very harrowing and triggering to see. And by the way, they ended up having to tear down. Like, that house is gone on Rockaway. And I...
The Juice's house?
Yeah. They just bulldozed it.
Oh, no. That was at her house.
Oh, yeah. Simpson's house was the... Yeah. The Nicole Brown Simpson, the murder scene was bulldozed.
Yeah.
They just tore it down. And I'm not certain that anyone wants to move into the Reiner house after that. I'm sure that
R.I.P.
crime scene is horrific. Mm. And I'm sure everyone on social media is handling it with class and dignity.
Well, most people do. It's just a couple people don't, you know? Yeah. Hey, went for it again! How about that? Look at that. Mike Tomlin had a chance to tie the game with a field goal, and he ran a quarterback sneak.
He got it, too.
He got it.
Aaron Rodgers, was it Rodgers? No, I was going to say.
It was Rodgers.
Connor Hayward was on the tight end.
Look at Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, he's just standing back there.
I am telling you right now, Aaron Rodgers' number one goal is to not win this game. It is to not get hit. Everything about Aaron Rodgers is get rid of the ball as fast. Their entire offense.
He's been touched up a few times
already. Is throw the ball in 0.4 seconds, even if it's 2 yards. At one point, he was 4 for 4 for 9 yards.
Well, he's not a dummy.
That is the Aaron Rodgers offense.
Let's meet Neo next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's
you can't win them all.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Lowercase, you're doing great. To be fair...
I'd like to quote the great Cliff Harris.
Yeah, what do we got? Well, lowercase... He's busy with the Steelers.
That's right. His Steelers just scored a touchdown.
Yes. It might be the only touchdown that's scored all game long. So just let him have it. He has so very little. Just let him have it.
7-3 Steelers.
On the tush push.
Yeah. They got that little play to Hayward that works out pretty well for him.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just like
play.
That Aaron Rodgers stands in the gun and wants nothing to do with it. He's like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
At one point, we did a little fake tush push, and Kenneth Gainwell took it on like a 60-yard sweep for a touchdown.
Yeah, the Eagles had a fake tush push the other day, and they pitched it out to Saquon.
They?
Yeah.
Did you see that fake field goal the Cowboys did? You guys catch that at all?
I don't know if I caught that one.
Yeah, you must have missed it. That was awesome.
To be honest with you, I did not watch a lot of that Vikings-Cowboys game.
It was the coolest fake you'll ever see, and they got it.
Oh, okay.
So basically the holder he kind of blind tossed it.
Yeah.
And Aubrey's like going in for the kick, and then he just cuts out, and the guy just flips it up.
I love a good fake.
It was a cool looking.
I love a good fake field goal, fake
punt. It was a cool looking fake.
Except when they don't work, you look like the world's biggest ass clown. But man, when they go, it's phenomenal. Big fan. huge.
Well, let's meet Neo. Yeah, you need Neo in your life.
I do.
Neo is a robot, a humanoid robot.
Ah. Do I really need a robot?
Created by 1X, which is an artificial intelligence and robotics company based in Palo Alto.
So is this going to be different than Musk's weird robot?
Well, this robot is the only one on the market that can help you with daily household tasks.
Okay.
So
I see it here.
Neo can empty the dishwasher. Neo can vacuum for you, water some plants. It will only cost you $20,000, or if you want to just try him out, it's $500 a month.
Yeah,
through a subscription option.
I know this is going to sound like the oldest thing in the world, and I try not to be the old curmudgeon, but this is like DoorDash. I understand that having old Neo here to like unload your dishwasher, I get that there's a value in that, but like $20,000 because you
can't unload a dishwasher.
Well, at what point are we just like, are we that fat, gelatinous, oozy blobs that we can't do simple tasks?
Well, as people who are probably really, really busy that they don't do simple tasks,
yeah,
this might be quite helpful. And they're probably like these high achievers who have a lot of money that,
well,
they just don't have the time for all of it. So I'm guessing
they wouldn't do that anyways. They have a housekeeper for that, but.
Well, but this is cheaper.
Yeah.
One time 20 G's. Now, I just am of the opinion.
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing here.
I don't know how this works. Like, you really think that dude's emptying your dishwasher and everything's going to go great?
Well, I don't know. I mean,
I don't see it.
I'm looking at him here. One, he looks terrifying.
Hey, he's kind of goofy looking.
I feel like he may murder you. Look. It's only a matter of time before, like, this is coming. I mean, in our lifetime, you know, the first ones will be 30, 40, 50 grand. Then they'll come down. It'll be like DVD players. And it's only a matter of time before everyone's just having sex with them anyways. That's all I think about is that eventually everyone will have one of these and it'll be like, well, it can put away the dishwasher or it can put away my dishes and it can vacuum. Well, why can't it suck something else? I feel like that is the inevitable.
Yikes.
I just feel like that's where that's going. And when it does, I don't think it's going to be good. I may be an old fuddy-duddy. I just do not believe that robots are good for us.
They only have amateur blowing needs.
Are we not? Like, you think about how, like, disenfranchised people are already and,
are
like, people lack purpose and they're not driven. Wait until wait until robots are doing everything and, like, no one can find good partners anymore. Again, wait until we're just sleeping with robots. I just don't see how in any way this can be good for society.
Neo is made of tendon-driven actuators, so he's quiet and lightweight. He's made of 3D lattice polymer, weighs 66 pounds. He's 5'6", operates using NVIDIA technology, has 4-hour battery life. That doesn't seem very long.
No.
Can carry up to 55 pounds and lift up to 154 pounds.
Mm.
He also has 4 microphones, 3 speakers, and fisheye cameras for vision.
Yeah, I'm like watching him here, and it's like he's bringing someone a beer.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, he's doing the dishes, and oh, man. I don't know. I guess it's like, hey, help me carry in the groceries. You can't carry in a sack of groceries? Oh. I'll rag against this and wait till I get one. I'm like, this is the greatest thing in the world.
That's right.
But I don't. I've never once DoorDashed anything, and I don't think I'd be a robot guy. I don't think this robot does anything to make my life better. I think it costs me a lot of money to do some very menial things that really aren't that big a deal and wouldn't change my life one way or another.
Neo can also suggest what to cook by observing the contents of your refrigerator.
Mm.
He can teach you a new language, and he can tell you where you left your keys.
Mm. Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's like a personal assistant.
Someone's saying, wait until the pleasure model. Exactly.
Well, it's already out there, right?
I don't think, well, they have the dolls, but I don't think they have the robots.
You know? You sure about that?
Well, no, I don't, but... Hey, when I was at the Hustler Megastore, they have those dolls in the back, and I'll tell you, that thing's creepy. They're just like staring at you with those dead eyes.
Kind of hot.
A little weird. Well, have you seen, I think it's Musk's robot, and it was, maybe lowercase can help me. Lowercase, who's the really douchey influencer? He hangs out, he feuds with the island boys. He's got a big security guard, and he goes around and tries to pick fights with people. Like, drives a Lamborghini.
Oh, Jack Doherty.
Yeah, that guy.
Never heard of him.
He's one of these, you would hate him. You'd hate every bit about him.
Yes, you would.
I don't get how, by the way, guys like that are popular because everyone hates him. And yet, he's rich from doing this.
I have seen him. He got arrested recently or something?
Yeah, he got arrested for...
I just assume it's just a bit. He's just trying to...
I think he got arrested for drugs or something.
Get clicks.
But they had one of these robots. They had one of the first version of Musk's or whatever. I'm sure it cost him an arm and a leg. And they were beating it up. It was really uncomfortable to watch. Like, it was him and, like, a bunch of his friends. You know, they were hanging out at his house. I guess he lives in Florida or something. And they were shoving it over. They were, like, kicking it. And this poor thing was trying to get up and like, do the task. And they were, like, kicking the hell out of it. And they were laughing and stuff. And I watched that thing, and I was like, dude, I had, like, this awful feeling in my gut that if that's what makes you happy, you know, the only reason you're not doing that to people is because you don't think you can get away with it. And the moment that becomes a thing, and it's the same thing whether it's the pleasure model or robots doing anything, the moment you stop having humanity, like anyone serving you or anyone putting away the dishes, when that becomes a robotic thing, that ain't going to be good for us. When we lose that sense of, why would I have you cook me a meal? Why would I have you vacuum as a house cleaner for me when I have my robot doing it? And if I am paying you to do it, you're even subhuman. It's that sort of weird mentality. I'm telling you, go find the video. It's out there. It is one of the more uncomfortable things to watch. And the thing has no emotions, no feelings, no nothing. But to watch this thing that looks like a person, moves like a person, have its ass kicked by a bunch of people because they think it's hilarious. I just think that this doesn't end well for us.
Well, you know what does end well? My dishes. In my laundry, okay?
If it was a reasonable price, but it was still expensive, would you want one?
I don't need one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but would you want one?
No. No.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Yeah.
But I would imagine there are people that would.
But I think the vast majority of people that will get them don't need them.
I mean, I don't really ever mind household tasks. Yeah. I don't cook, but other than that, I mean, it's not hard.
No. No. And that's what I'm saying. At some point, do we make life so easy with robots and AI? What do we do? if there's no more jobs anymore,
drinking new drugs,
right? Like, you take away every blue collar job. There's no more trucking industry because it's driven by robots. No more house cleaners because it's a robot that takes care of it. No more fast food workers because it's all automated there. It's by robots. How many more jobs do you go through before we have hundreds of millions of people with no way of supporting themselves or purpose or income or anything? Am I the only one that thinks that sounds like a bit of a problem?
Not going to be my problem. I'll be gone.
Wait till Calcatron 9000 comes in and takes over your hosting duties.
You know what? He can have my hosting duties.
Yeah, you're fine. So Lost Keys, you'll find them where we left them. Words of the wise $20,000 robot. Yeah, it's $20,000 for a robot to find your keys.
Did you see this big blood news? Large blood pile spotted.
Uh-oh.
See that?
Huh? Was it a robot?
Might have been Gad.
Really?
Might have been Gad.
God's in the blood game? You getting a stigmata lately, are you?
Big blood news. That's next. Here's Lowercase SportsCenter. And for our final story tonight, we take you to New Mexico. You've heard of New Mexico?
Oh, I've been. Not my favorite place on the planet, but, you know, it's pretty.
Well, it wouldn't be my favorite place either, but yeah, it's fine.
I do like Old Mexico. Given my choice, I'll go a little further south and head into Old Mexico as opposed to New Mexico. But, yeah.
Well, disturbing images of the desert in New Mexico have sparked fears online of a biblical plague-like phenomenon.
Ah, yes, the old biblical plague.
Google Earth users have honed in on the coordinates, and I don't need to read them to you, which point to a remote area of northern New Mexico just northwest of Santa Fe. Some users have claimed the imagery shows a large pile of blood seeping through the ground.
Mm.
While the images have alarmed some viewers, others have identified the feature as a cinder cone, a volcanic formation made of ash, cinders, and rock that accumulated around a vent during past eruptions.
I see it right here.
Geologically, the cone predates the the Valles Caldera?
I think you're correct. Meaning, actually sounds pretty good.
Meaning it formed during an earlier phase of volcanic activity in the region. Its deep red color comes from iron-rich volcanic material that has oxidized over time, a process preserved by the area's arid climate, which limits erosion and mineral leaching.
Isn't it fascinating that in a world where literally anything, this goes back to my thing about the robots, we have any information you've ever wanted at your fingertips here, and that seems like a very reasonable sort of explanation.
That's not cool.
And
it's not cool enough.
And yet we are now having to talk about whether or not God is making the ground bleed.
Post circulating on X said that, this image has been viewed more than 2 million times, featuring the caption, "Growing increasingly concerned about the large pile of blood in the desert." The viral post has raised questions about the site and whether or not it could be connected to the end times Bible prophecies describing bodies of water turning red.
So this isn't a body of water. It's just a big rock formation.
Well, it's coming up from, they're saying it's coming up from the ground.
But it's not a body of water.
Will be soon.
This is where we're at for the biblical proclamations. We're like, well, they said that the water would be bloody, and here's some ground that's red, so that could be blood. Ah, you know what? We're going with Exodus here. Let's go with that.
Yes, Exodus details the 10 plagues God inflicted on the Egyptians in the biblical narrative of Exodus. According to the scripture, the curse saw the Nile's waters struck by Moses' staff at God's command, turning them to blood in a divine act of judgment.
And now some rocks have a red coloration.
That's right.
But haven't they been there for, like, ever then? But we're just now seeing them because of satellites?
Do you think I know that?
It's exhausting worrying about biblical plagues.
But it's way cooler, though. Like, you know, where's your whimsy? You always say we need whimsy.
We do need more whimsy.
I mean, come on. I don't want a logical explanation for this.
Not the biblical explanation. It's like when you find Jesus in a Cheeto. It's always, the Virgin Mary,
hey,
right?
That Jesus Cheeto.
The Jesus Cheeto was pretty good.
That's unbelievable.
That was pretty good. That thing sold for a lot of money, by the way. Yeah, the Jesus Cheeto was pretty solid. Let's see how much that sold for. And I think it was a Flaming Hot Cheeto.
There's also a baby Jesus Cheeto.
Is
I don't know
really?
If you know that. Two of them.
If the Jesus Cheeto sold for $87,840.
87 grand,
at
man.
Golden auctions in March of 2025.
Well, I'll tell you right now that if I was working at was that Frito-Lay? The Frito-Lay factory? Couldn't you kind of manipulate the Cheeto a little bit?
Ooh, I have inside.
I don't know how that works, but.
Well, my future daughter. Well, wait, no, they're married now.
Yeah. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah, thanks. So my daughter-in-law works there.
Does that sound weird to say?
What?
Do you call her your daughter?
I haven't thought about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she is.
Would you call her daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, she works there.
I just blew your mind. At Frito-Lay?
Yeah.
Can she give me some, like, hot Cheetos or something? One shaped in.
She can, but I don't know why she would.
Preferably, well, that's kind of rude.
She doesn't care about you.
No.
She's got insider potato chip knowledge. I'll ask her.
Can you conjure up a little something for us?
Can you? So are you asking, can you manipulate the Cheeto design?
Yes.
Okay, I'll ask.
Because if you could, like, that sold for $87,000. Why wouldn't you?
What would you want? What would you want your Cheeto to be?
Well, Jesus, right? Isn't that the best one?
We already had that one. No.
Ooh. There was one that was shaped like a Pokemon that sold for $90,000. Yeah, 90 grand. For a that looked like a really popular Pokemon.
I still don't
Maybe
understand.
Maybe a Sydney it. Sweeney Cheeto?
Ooh. Giant jugs on there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I still don't understand Pokemon.
Well, you're lame.
I don't understand it. I know of it.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
You don't know. Well, someone was willing to pay 90 grand for a Cheeto that looked like one.
All right, we got to run. We're going to wrap this bitch up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to report to you that the Steelers have just put together a real NFL offense.
It looked like, like a real
drive. Like a
here
real.
Here we go.
A real drive. Casey's fired up. Miami looks terrible. Okay, so my sources are in.
Okay.
From Frito-Lay.
Sure.
Because you were asking,
could I manipulate a Cheeto into the shape of some sort of figurine?
Yeah, whatever you wanted.
To be sold for massive profit.
You would think that if they could, they would, you know? But she says that the crunchy fried ones?
Yeah.
They cannot.
Really?
That was the Jesus one.
That was they've all been that way.
Yeah, they just, it's just.
Yeah.
Happenstance. It's just luck.
Yeah.
But she said the puffy ones, yes.
Really?
They could manipulate.
Hmm. Interesting.
So perhaps we, right here on the show, have come up with Frito-Lay's next great idea.
Yeah.
Why don't they do that?
Jesus puffs?
Well, it doesn't have to be Jesus. I'm just saying, like, for the kids, like, wouldn't the kids like their puffs to come in little...
Well, they do have now, because they have them in the shape of, like, paws. And there's balls, and there's...
So they've already done this. Why are we talking about it?
Because they haven't done cool, like, intricate shapes. Like, it's one thing, like, they can do, like, basic things, but it can't make it look like Jesus. Look, the right-wingers want products that like, if you could make one in the shape of a flag or Jesus or, like, a gun...
What about Trump's hair?
See, like, we need a Trump Cheeto. He's already orange. Make that. If we had Trump Cheetos, dude, those things would sell so fast. AR-15, you just have to, and then we put Patriot on them. The key is just put Patriot on anything, and it'll sell, and then we say that it's military-grade Cheetos, and we got $1 billion. What is that, like that four Patriots or whatever? Those people sell anything. It's like, I don't know, end of the world. And then we sell it as like, hey, when the end of the world comes, eat delicious Trumpos. And then, you know, we make it look like Trump's hair and we got $1 billion.
End of the world freedom panties?
Yes, something like that. It's all you have to do is throw freedom. Exactly. Throw freedom, patriot, or military grade on something and you will sell like a joke.
Military grade panties?
The best part about that is if you actually talk to anyone in the military, they will tell you that if the military makes it, it actually sucks.
It's terrible.
And it's terrible, but... You know, and we need a Navy SEAL. That's the other one. You need a Navy SEAL in order to sell it. Well, not a real, like an ex-Navy SEAL. Because you're not selling a product that's for America unless we have an ex-Navy SEAL. I saw a thing once where I think it was one of the Delta guys goes, I'm pretty sure at this point that Passing Buds, which is the SEAL school, I think one of the final training programs is how to write a book and make a podcast. I kind of chuckle. I was like, that's true. Like, if you're a Navy SEAL, you're guaranteed a book and or a podcast, and it will be successful. Or some coffee. Black Rifle coffee. Why do you drink it? I don't know. It's coffee, but more American. Yeah. It sells. Yeah. Put a t-shirt, you put a gun and a flag on it and have a Navy SEAL sell it.
Screw the learned people. No.
You stand outside like country shows. You go stand outside like a Morgan Whalen show.
Yeah, flags. The truck's bald. Yeah.
Gajillion dollars.
All right. Well, that's all we have time for here tonight. Ladies and gents, we must adjourn. When we return tomorrow, you better watch out.
Okay. Telling you why? Is that what's happening? Rob coming to town?
I'm bringing it tomorrow.
Oh, it's been brought.
All right, everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 on Finkin' Night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.